Factual composition. Factual composition is based on facts and information and not on opinion. You need to do research about the particular topic, collect facts, and organize the information in a systematic manner. Guidelines to write a factual composition. 1. Collect facts about the topic, that is, brainstorm for main ideas. 2. Organize the facts so that you can divide them into groups in your composition. 3. Write in third person as it should be formal. 4. Follow a sequence while portraying your facts. 5. Provide your facts directly in a simpler manner. 6. Support your facts with examples. For example, let's say you are asked to write a factual essay on why are animals important to human beings. In the introduction, start by talking about why animals are important to human beings and their contributions to us. Talk about how animals help us in our daily lives. In the body, you can mention the services we get from animals, such as working in farms, as guard dogs, etc. They add to the beauty of nature, example, birds. The most important part is how animals provide us with food, such as protein, through meat and milk. Animals also provide companionship and relieve our stress and teach us responsibility. Mention all other ways by which you think animals help us. To conclude, you may add how animals are God's best creation. They are strong and intelligent. Give a reaffirmation to your topic. Therefore, we should appreciate what animals have done for us and tend them with love and care. The last one on our list is picture composition. It is that type of composition in which you write a story, description, or an account of any picture that is shown to you. Picture stimulates our thoughts and motivates us to express our views and ideas on what we see. Picture composition develops the skill of observation in students and enhances their ability to analyze a given picture and write about it. There may be a single picture with many elements or many pictures having a common element. Guidelines to write a picture composition. 1. Before you begin writing, observe the picture carefully. 2. Arrange your observation as points in a logical order to give meaningful sentences. 3. You may give a title to your composition based on the main theme of the picture. 4. For a single picture, make a list of your observations. In case of many pictures with a common element, identify the common element and write your composition on it. Let me give you an example. Refer to the picture on page 1 of PDF marked as picture number 1. In this picture, we can see a group of 5 pictures clubbed together. The first picture shows how a boy finds a bird on the road. He takes the bird and carries it home. The boy then gets a cage and puts the bird inside it. We all know that birds that are caged lead a life in utter distress. Birds are meant to fly and be with others of their own kind in a natural environment. Instead of being allowed to fly high in the sky, if they are caged, they feel helpless. In the fourth image, we can see the boy looking out of his window and watching birds flying in the sky and sitting on branches of trees, while his bird sat inside the cage. The boy realizes his mistakes. He understands the pain of the bird and releases it into the wide open sky. Staying in a cage is similar to death for birds. We should not cage them for our entertainment, but allow them to roam freely and fly happily. Your composition can explain or describe the picture or write a story on it. In this case, I chose to describe the picture.